A reading from the book of Sirach. The Lord is a God of justice who knows no favorites. Though not unduly partial toward the weak, yet he hears the cry of the oppressed. The Lord is not deaf to the wail of the orphan, nor to the widow when she pours out her complaint. The one who serves God willingly is heard. His petition reaches the heavens. The prayer of the lowly pierces the clouds. It does not rest till it reaches its goal, nor will it withdraw till the Most High responds, judges justly, and affirms the right. And the Lord will not delay. The word of the Lord. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I am already being poured out like a libation, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have competed well. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, the crown of righteousness awaits me, which the Lord, the just judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but to all who have longed for his appearance. At my first offense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Dominus vobiscum.
Et tu spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Lucam.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee, and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my own income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. But whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Verbum Domini. All of us, in one way or another, are contending with sin and evil. And there are some sins in our lives that are very difficult to overcome. These can take a lifetime to stop. And this can bring about some sadness and even a bit of frustration. But if this is us, we may be in a better place than we think. Well, today we hear of Jesus speaking a parable of the Pharisee and tax collector. One man is boasting about how good he is. The other is crying out for mercy. And in this parable, Jesus gives us a message of mercy and of hope. As we take a deeper look into the parable here, Jesus, who is speaking to his disciples. Now it says he's speaking privately to them. It says this parable of two people praying in the temple. And in those days, you know, people, you know, they of course said prayers, you know, they gave alms, they fasted. And fasting was mandatory only once a year, the Day of Atonement. And there were those who traditionally sort of fasted on Mondays and Thursdays. And this is the man in the parable. He's fasting on Monday and Thursday. He does this regularly. And so there he goes about and, you know, he's very satisfied with himself, what he's accomplished. And for him, he's successful in his life and relationship with God. Well, he's full of self-righteousness, of pride. He's become arrogant and haughty. He's really now just concerned with his own self. While I am paying my dues, I'm doing all my prayers. Now I must be in a great place spiritually. And then he looks down at the man, the tax collector, crying out for mercy, begging God to help him. And then yet Jesus exalts not the man who's doing what appears to be right, but he exalts the man who's begging God for mercy, who's a sinner. Well, what is the big difference here? Why is he exalting a man who obviously sins? A tax collector was considered someone who was a traitor to his people. No, they often conspired with the Roman guards, the centurions. No, they were known as great betrayers, cheats, thieves. And yet Jesus is exalting him. Why? Well, first of all, here is a man that has come to God. Here is one who is acknowledging his weakness. He knows what his sin is and what is separating him from God. So he's on his knees. And perhaps this man in the parable, he's so weak. You know, he's become so used to committing the sin that he doesn't know life without it. It's become habitual. You know, sort of like iniquity. And he just can't stop. So he's there begging God on his knees. Have mercy on me, a sinner. He's asking for forgiveness. Now recognize the difference here. Here's a Pharisee caught up in the worst of sins, pride. You know what? Out of that pride, as we're saying, often comes arrogance, haughtiness, greed, no, even envy and jealousy. They all flow from that sin. He's not looking to God. I mean, he may be saying, okay, God, look at how great I am. But his prayer is not to God. His prayer is more about himself. It's all about himself. Well, in our own lives, as we're saying, all of us struggle with sin. We can be very frustrated with this battle. When is it going to stop? When is it going to end? Well, the important thing is that we have the approach of this tax collector in the parable. See, we go to God, and we are asking for his forgiveness and for his mercy. See, when we're doing that, we are already self-aware of what our sin is, and we're working on it. No, sin can be like a sickness. No, a sickness that can take a long time to go away, or even something chronic. Or perhaps like an injury or an orthopedic condition or something. It just doesn't go away. And when we have these types of illnesses or disabilities, we need to go to the doctor and go to therapies. So the doctor treats us, gives us medication, tells us how we can cope with these illnesses or injuries. Gives us some pain relief, pain management. Helps us just to find comfort, gives us hope. And if we didn't go to the doctor, how much worse would we be? It might even our lives may be ended faster than what than what they should be if we weren't going to the doctor regularly and when we're sick or injured or something. The outcome could be much worse. And so it's important for us to know that Jesus is there. That Jesus, much like a physician of the human body, Jesus the Lord is the great physician, the physician of souls. And the medicine is his mercy. So you're asking for forgiveness, your request for mercy, your penance, your prayers, they are not in vain. Because you are going to the doctor of souls. And if you didn't, you'd be much worse off. And Jesus, as he sees you struggling, as he sees you working out your salvation, now, it's pleasing to him because he sees you trying there. So don't give up. You just keep going to the great doctors of souls, Jesus Christ. See, and I know a lot of you are resolute in doing this, but sometimes things get in the way. Okay? Now, like this Pharisee, but even for like people who are begging God for mercy, like this tax collector, is when we start looking to other people. See, this is how sometimes we can get discouraged. We're called to have a relationship with Jesus, a very personal one. The sacraments and help us, spiritual reading, our own personal prayer. It's a relationship, us and Jesus. Jesus has his plan for us. He's created us for himself. We are special to him. And he's called us to intimacy, him and us, a union. And that relationship is often very different from the person next to us. See, sometimes we can get so discouraged because we see people on their knees or they're praying. We know that they are very disciplined in their life of prayer, you know, in their practices and their charity. It always seems to be going right for them. But we don't know them. Let them be. Now you focus on your own relationship with God. And this is what we're hearing of St. Paul today. St. Paul, he is very fixed. His gaze is fixed on Jesus. He knows where he's going. It's him and the Lord. He's such in a close, intimate union with God that nothing sways him. No, he's going on a path, and as he's going on the path, he's bringing people with him to Jesus. He's running the race. He's almost finished with the course, this course at this time in his life. That is how we got to be. It's all Jesus, us and Jesus. Now we should have this satisfaction of him and us, of our relationship with him, of his knowing his mercy, his love, and sharing that with others, what he's done for us, and then bringing others with us in our prayer, in our works of charity, and our encouragement, and our outreach to them. That's St. Paul right there. See, then we don't get so caught up in what other people are doing, because this will slow you down. So don't compare. Just go to the Lord. He loves you. He wants to hear for you. He's got a plan unique and for yourself, for himself and you and him. You know, that is beyond this life, goes into eternity. So we are created for eternal purposes. So it's got to be a sure of. Now, Jesus loves you, unconditional love. And he's always, always there to help us. No, don't get discouraged. Know that the Lord loves you and that he sees your efforts. He sees you trying, you know, and he will make every way to help you get closer to him so that you and him can be together for all eternity, glorifying him, praising him. God bless you all.